Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. I'm always on the hunt for really unique and interesting window boxes and container gardens and beautiful containers, and I came across this one and I wanted to share it with you. So window boxes are really a special memory for me. We grew up having window boxes, and I've always loved to incorporate them in some way, shape, or form or fashion. But what's cool about this one is it actually sits directly on the rail. So for those of you who have those gorgeous decks that are outside, this literally will sit directly on top of the rail, and it fits so nice and neat. And as you can see, there's two different sizes here. So if you've got a really skinny rail, it'll fit here. And then if you've got a larger rail, it'll sit here. So it's a really unique one. And it already has the drain holes in it. But also what's cool about this is the raised part that I showed you underneath, you don't have to fill and use as much soil for this container garden. So I thought that was something really special and neat. And most important, it's lightweight and easy to move around your different gardens if you're planting some different things. Okay, so first we need to fill this up with soil. And I always like to use a really good potting soil. And some of the different plants that I'm using are hydrangeas and some gorgeous greenery. Now, you cannot resist these hydrangeas. They are in a lot of stores right now, whether it's the supermarket, whether it's your local garden center, and I just wanted to fill them up with this window box because I thought they would be really pretty. So I'm going to start with the hydrangeas, and then I'm going to layer in some beautiful maidenhair ferns, some fluffy ruffle ferns, and some gorgeous ivy. Now, this is something that's for the shade. I have a lot of clients who have balconies that are covered with shade, and so oftentimes I tend to do things that are for the sun, but I thought it'd be really good to share with you some of my favorites for the shade. So we're going to start with filling in the center with these beautiful, luscious hydrangeas. And you always want to make sure that you leave on, well, gosh, I think I may have to take this off. I didn't even think about that when I'm planting it. So this may kind of go in some crazy places. But this is the hoop that kind of helps keep it supported. But that's all right if it goes some different places. It's all right. We're just going to work with it. So let me take this off. Okay, sometimes you just have to squeeze it to get the pot out, or what I like to say, give it a great big hug. And oh my goodness, it's being so troublesome. There we go. It's just nice and well-rooted. So I'm going to put this one in the center. And then I'm actually going to leave the hoop on. And that's that little tiny green thing that you see right here. And I'm just going to secure the bottom pieces of it just in the soil, because I think it'll help keep my hydrangeas from flopping all over the place. But it's okay if it does. They have so many different colors of hydrangeas out right now, but blue are my ultimate favorite. They're just so pretty this time of year. And these are actually florist quality hydrangeas. So you could use the hydrangeas that you plant in your yard if you wanted to. But I always like to say, go big or go home. So we're going to start off with some really big plant material. Okay, let me accent this one and put this right over here. So let me turn this around so you can actually see this as well. So what I've done is I've literally, instead of putting them in a straight line, I've staggered them. So I've got two towards the back and one towards the front. Okay, I'm going to turn this around some so I can finish stuffing and shoving the front of this container garden. Okay, we're going to add in some beautiful ferns. Let me kind of plop that one right there, and let me anchor. This is a lemon button fern, and it's just cute and petite, and it stays nice and small, so I really like to use it in a lot of my containers. Okay, next I'm going to layer in, this is rosy maidenhair fern. Now, all of these plants like to stay wet, so make sure that the soil stays moist to the touch. We're going to just give this a hug, the plant, and I'm going to put this and anchor this on that side, and then let me anchor this one on the other side. And one of my favorite colorways, of course, is green and white, and it just really accents the blue so nicely. Okay, I'm gonna layer in my ivy in between the two, and you'll see I'm just copying whatever I'm doing on one side. I'm making sure that I do it on the other. So we're going to layer in this gorgeous variegated ivy, which I always try to use variegated ivy. Okay, now I'm going to plant some more ivy in the front right here and nestle that in. Okay, let me kind of move that one over a little bit. And you repeat all of that on the back side. And look, you've got this gorgeous window box that will make any deck look absolutely stunning and make all of your guests that come over green with envy. But these are my tips and tricks on how to make a really pretty window box. Now also, once these hydrangeas are done blooming, just simply clip them off and let the greenery from the hydrangea be a nice accent point. So just because it doesn't keep its blooms for all summer long, I still love the way these gorgeous green leaves look. It's something that's really pretty and gorgeous. So I can't wait to see your window box. Be sure to show them to me and share your tips and tricks with me on how you make your window boxes beautiful. To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.